Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's September 6th. The Candia Massacre took place on this day in 1898. The city of Candia is now more commonly known as Heraklion. It's on the island of Crete. After the Fourth Crusade, Crete was sold to Venice, but the Venetians weren't all that kind to the island's predominantly Greek population. So in 1645, the Ottoman Empire invaded Crete. They thought they would have the support of the Greek population in fighting against the Venetians, which was true, but Venice was determined to stay in control of the island. In particular, the city of Candia was very, very heavily fortified, and the Ottoman force lay siege to it for 22 years. This was one of the longest sieges in the entire history of the world. Maintaining all of this defense against the siege was expensive. It was very difficult for Venice, and they finally ceded Crete to the Ottoman Empire on September 6th of 1669. Fast forward to 1896. The Ottoman Empire is really in decline, and numerous nations become very deeply interested in trying to prevent a war as the Ottoman Empire recedes. They finally convinced the Ottoman Empire to reform the government of Crete and to establish a Christian governor and a European commission for overseeing things like the police and the courts. That is where we pick up for the Candia Massacre. Crete's population at this point included both Christians and Muslims, and while the Christians were delighted about this change and having a Christian governor in charge, the Muslims were furious. This led to ongoing religiously motivated violence as the international powers involved tried to put Crete under local control and failed. Ultimately, Russia, France, Italy, and Great Britain divided up the island and they placed their respective forces in four different quadrants. The British forces were in and around Candia. In August of 1898, a plan was put in place to establish a tithe on exports and to put the tithe collector's office under British control. This meant that the Muslims who were currently working in the tithe collector's office in Candia were going to be replaced with Christians. The Muslim population, which far outnumbered the Christian population in the city, objected to this. They were outraged, and a group of armed people stormed the collector's office. It is not clear exactly what happened. The accounts from the day completely contradict each other, but it became extremely violent. Muslims started attacking the British detachment of troops there, as well as attacking Christian homes. 14 British soldiers and the British vice consul were killed in the initial violence, and then it just exploded into a massacre, with hundreds of Christians being killed. The massacre only started to slow down when the HMS Hazard, which was anchored offshore, started shelling the town. An international force of about 300 additional troops were sent to the town to try to restore order. The officer who was in command of the Turkish forces, who were still in Crete, also learned of what was going on and committed troops to restoring order as well. In the end, fewer than 500 of the approximately 1,000 Christians who had been living in the city survived. Some of them survived after being sheltered by their Muslim neighbors. Within a couple of weeks, though, nearly all of the surviving Christian population had left. Multiple courts of inquiry were held after all of this, with more than 200 suspects being arrested and nearly 80 trials. There were 19 executions within 3 months. And during all this, it was revealed that one of the major perpetrators had been a high-ranking member of the Ottoman force who was acting against orders. That became a major factor in removing the remainder of the Ottoman force from Crete completely. And this incident was part of an international movement toward establishing international laws in relation to war crimes. Because in a lot of cases, when it came to actually trying the perpetrators, it just was not clear in whose jurisdiction a particular person should be tried in. It was not clear where they were going to get a fair trial. In Crete, the anniversary of this massacre is marked on August 25th, which was the day that it fell on under the old Julian calendar, which was in use at the time. There's a 25th of August street in Heraklion today. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's episode, and thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And tomorrow you can tune in for one of the most profitable raids in pirate history.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.